This isn't your regular cola. So this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. So forget everything you thought you knew about soda. From the creamy foam to the smooth texture to its unbelievably delicious flavor. This is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Hey, baseball fans, swing by your local Lowe's Foods and visit the Pepsi display for your chance to win a $1,000 yard makeover.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and here we go. I'm going to read these headlines for you guys and then go ahead. Pfizer's own documents admit that the RNA COVID vaccines will result in mass depopulations. An article by Ethan Huff, and it was last week. We hit on this about a week or so ago. The latest drop of pages from the secret Pfizer documents reveals that the pharmaceutical giant is fully aware that its Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine will soon result in the depopulation of the world. The June 1 drop contains a document called Reissue 5.3.6 Post-Marketing Experience .pdf, page 12, of which includes disturbing data on getting Pfizer's Fauci flu injection during pregnancy and lactation. It turns out that 90% of the pregnant women who took the shot ended up losing their babies. This is I've heard about this before. In fact, in a number of cases, this is a shocking figure that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, apparently did not think twice about when granting emergency use authorization, EUA. You know, here to the jab. Here you go. It's another way of aborting unborn babies. Remember what Janet Yellen just said recently, the head of the Fed, right? She said, abortion is good for the economy. If you're pregnant, kill it and get back to work. Now, what a wicked, wicked, wicked woman. Pfizer states in the documentary that by 28th of February 2021, there were 270 known cases of exposure to the mRNA injection during pregnancy. Reports exposed news. 46% of the mothers, 124 exposed to Pfizer COVID-19 injection, suffered adverse reaction. Let me. I've got the pages are stuck together. Wouldn't you know it? All right, here you go. Of course, 124 mothers suffered adverse reaction. 49 were considered non-serious adverse reactions, whereas 75 were considered serious. That means 58% of the mothers who reported suffering adverse reactions suffered a serious adverse event ranging from uterine uterine contraction to fetal death. Of the 270 tracked pregnancies, Pfizer lost track of 238 of them. The latest bunch of released Pfizer documents also contain concerning revelation about pregnancies of which the company somehow lost track of 270 pregnancies Pfizer was tracking. A shocking 238 of them just disappeared from the data set. Well, I'm going to stop right there and have both of you go ahead and comment.
Well, I have another comment. I mean, I think the smallpox treatment or the monkeypox treatment is going to put the COVID to shame. Which is why this is this is Gary Marshall, medical doctor, pediatric infectious disease, tells us that the smallpox vaccine contains over 200 antigens, and the whole cell pertussis vaccine contains about 3,000 antigens. So we've got the DPT going into kids and get antigens from other vaccines. An antigen, the definition of an antigen is a toxin, a foreign substance which reduces the immune system response in your body. That's the whole definition of antigen.
Hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Here's one. Ready? Death claims up $60 billion. Death claims are up to $6 billion. Fifth largest life insurance company paid out for 163 percent more working age deaths in 2021 after COVID vaccines were unleashed. Let me read that again. Death claims up by $6 billion. It's the fifth largest insurance company paid for the 163% more working age deaths in 2021 after COVID vaccines were unleashed. Now, I didn't think they would have to pay for, because these vaccines were experimental. And I thought the insurance companies would be off the hook. Let me read. Another major life insurance company is the United States is facing turmoil as death claims soar due to Wuhan coronavirus vaccines. According to reports, Lincoln National, the country's fifth largest insurance carrier, reported a massive 163% increase in death benefits paid under its group life insurance policies in 2021. I've heard so much counteracting testimony about some of these insurance companies said they would pay or they wouldn't pay.
Right.
And apparently they've had to pay.
Well, the other thing is your group insurance policies are for the working class age from 18 to 56, something like that, almost 60. Maybe it's 58. So you got relatively healthier people in that data set that are dying.
Yeah, apparently. Annual statements filed with the state insurance departments, which were provided to Crossroads Report in response to public records requests, show that Lincoln National paid out almost three times as much money in 2021 compared to years' totals, both 2020 and 2019. Last year, an astounding $1.45 billion left Lincoln National coffers. This is compared to $548 million in 2020 and just over $500 million in 2019. Here, so earlier this year, One America, another major life insurance carrier, reported a 40% increase in death claims after COVID injections were released. And so,
here's a question, Pastor.
Sure.
Here's a question. How many people in America do you think got at least two, maybe three of the COVID shots?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I talked to, of course, you know, my circle of people that I talk to, and of course I do get out and talk to quite a few, but I would probably say maybe 10% of the people I talk to have gotten the shot. What about you, John?
Pastor Ernie, the people that I run with, no one has taken the shot. Very few.
So you're saying the statistics out there that 60% of the U.S. population has gotten the vaccine, is, you don't think that's true?
I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong. I know that they just recently they did a survey where they want to lower the age down to between 6 months and 5 years old now, and they were complaining that only 25% of the people said that they would do that, that 75% refused to have their children take the kill shot. And so that sounds more realistic to me. And I can't believe anybody would be so dumb as to give their children those kill shots. You know, just unbelievable that they would do that.
I just can't help but wonder how many, you know, with your report on the life insurance payouts, you know, able-bodied people still working in America. I'm just wondering how many of those folks are, you know, for the right to bear arms and have, you know, what? I mean, how many are we going to be reduced, you know, in America that can, you know, defend?
They're going after the military big time, too, and you know, and here's what a lot of the chatter has been. I've mentioned this several times, and And obviously, this is from some of the stuff you're hearing coming from the White Hats, and some of these White Hats are pretty credible people. And so they're actually talking, Wendy, about come November, that there's going to be a threat, a major threat of an invasion of this country by China. Now, Biden has sold us out. We have been sold out. And so many, Pelosi and all of these people that have had these dealings, people that have gotten major, major money from the Chinese. But anyhow, that there's going to be a threat of an invasion by the Chinese, and that we're going to be sold out like we've been being sold out over and over again, and that basically Biden and Austin and Milley will say, look, we can never win a war with China. We might as well just surrender and, you know, try to negotiate and try to abide by, you know, their, you know, their dictatorship, if you will. That's what we're hearing. And now, if you had told me that 10 years ago, I'd have said, you know, you're a space cadet, but not now, after what is happening, seeing what's happening. Now, on the other side of that, there are, you know, General McAnally, who we just played him. He said, look, he said, what has kept America, what has kept them from, you know, going into pure slavery, because that's what the Democratic mob want to do. They want to put us into captivity, is that we have 300 million people with guns. And this is why they want to go ahead and they want to put a 1,000% tax on ammunition. The government's been buying up all the ammunition. I think you've got a major point there. They wanted to try to eliminate some of the resistance. What do you think, John?
Oh, absolutely, Pastor. And there's no doubt about it. Don't forget, all of these illegal aliens coming in, they have no allegiance to the United States, Pastor. And I think that they could be a fifth column. They could end up, many of them could end up as a fifth column here if it turned out that there was a problem with the government and we were defending ourselves. They could use these illegal aliens as a fifth column against us.
Well, it's obvious that Biden has been building sleeper cells with them. He's been pulling them in. Now, if you notice, you know, most 90% or better of these guys are young men of fighting age. Young men of military age.
That's why I mentioned that.
And they're bringing them in the middle of the night, and they're taking them to these little towns and little cities, and they're putting them there. And I think these are sleeper cells waiting. Now, you've got this thing. Remember what what's his name said? Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. And I think when they have the death cult, these wicked, ungodly, evil, bloodthirsty animals that are pro-abortion, and wanting to kill babies. These people are the scum of the earth. They're the ones that are out there screaming and threatening. And Merrick Garland, who is a crook. He's a very, very corrupt. So-called cop, if you will, is supposed to be the attorney general. He's allowing them to burn down pro-life offices, right-to-life offices, and pro-life crisis pregnancy centers. Not prosecuting. No, he's going after patriots, that very, very dirty cop. And so they're waiting, I think, for them to start their riots. And do you think, well, let me ask both of you, do you think we're going to get sold out again by that court? There's only two on there that I think that I can trust on that Supreme Court, if you will, to really vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. I know supposedly they've already done that. But when it comes down to making the announcement, Clarence Thomas is one, and what's his name? The Italian fellow. Help me out, John.
Alito.
Alito would be the other, but I don't trust the other. I think the others. I would not trust them. I think that they would back off, would cower down like they did before. What do you think?
Well, I refer to it as the Supreme Court of Sin. I mean, that's some of the big problems in America that come through the Supreme Court, directly through it.
Yep. Now, you're talking about sleeper cells. Here you go. Black power. Black supremacists gather in Mississippi to commemorate Juneteenth with armed gatherings of the great armies. Here you've got a huge crowd of these black guys dressed in military gear, carrying many automatic weapons, armed black supremacists. And of course, the police are told to stand down because, you know, these people, these are those on the side of the Democratic Communist Party mob. Armed black supremacists gathered in Natchez, Mississippi, on Sunday to commemorate Juneteenth, that virtually no one ever spoke about until Joe Biden made it a federal holiday. There you go. And it shows you this large group of these, they call themselves Black Kings. There you go. These are black supremacists. All right. But that's political. And you won't hear anything from the fake news media, the lying liberal news media. You won't hear. By the way, you know, we have, I wanted to announce again to the people, many of you should have already gotten your 2,000 Mules DVD. You should have gotten it already. And did you ever get one, McTernan?
No, Pastor Ernie. No, I didn't.
All righty. You'll have to call the office and leave that if you can on the machine. So, and I will make sure somebody gets one. Wendy, you got yours, didn't you?
Thank you.
I did, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And we've got more on order already. And we've got about another 100 that's going to go out right away. And I'm asking the folks out there to please show this at your church, show it at your library, invite people over. This is one way we can get around the fake mainstream news media, folks. Now, here, I got an article right here. Mail-in ballots found scattered all along local San Diego freeway. California man found several mail-in ballots scattered along the San Diego freeway. You know, that's where, out there last week where they had their primary. And guess what? You don't suppose those ballots were all for Republicans, do you?
No,
I mean, it's never Republicans. It's always the corrupt Democrats.
Yeah, the ballots are what I'm talking about, the ones that never made it to be voted on. They were trashed. They were thrown out. And so, all righty, I wanted to go back to, here's another thing, too. This is what I've been curious about. This cattle deaths explained. NASA warns of deadly magnetosphere rifts that allow intense solar radiation to wipe out large numbers of animals on the Earth. Have you ever heard about this, Wendy?
I have heard about that, yeah.
This mysterious cattle death that took place over the weekend in Kansas, now rumored to exceed more than 10,000. I hear it's up about 15,000. Defied... Go ahead.
Yeah, some of the cattle ranchers said that, you know, when you have, you know, cattle dying, that usually you don't have them all dying at the same time. So they're thinking whatever's going on is quite nefarious.
That's exactly what the farmer said. Cows don't die all at once from the heat. They confirmed to me when high heat.
Texas, well, it's just longhorn cows are just fine, and it's hot there.
Yeah, well, when high heat kills cows, they die off slowly. They spread out across many days, not all at once. And this isn't the first time it's been hot in Kansas. I turned out, it seems as if everyone has forgotten that summer, that every summer it gets hot in the Midwest. In 2000, and it was, let me see. I'm trying to think. It was 2008. I believe it was 2008. I drove down to Kansas. No, it wasn't 2008. It was, what am I? It was 1988. I'm sorry. It was 1988. And I drove to Kansas. I remember I got a brand new Chrysler Imperial. We had it that year. And, you know, and the air conditioner overheated in the car because of the heat. And, yeah, and, but as I drove through, they had this heat wave in 1988. It was a bad heat wave, and you had, there were, I went by and I saw fields of cattle, dead cattle back then, and it was a, I remember thinking about that. It goes to show you. It shows you where I'm at. 20 years difference between 2008 and 88, huh? So what's a decade or two, I guess. Anyhow, yeah. So what do you think about all that, McTernan, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I wanted to go back on something you raised earlier, and I've been waiting for the time to butt in here about it. And you were talking about that insurance report, remember?
Yeah.
But that's only one insurance company. What about the others?
No, they mentioned two of them there. They mentioned two insurance companies.
Two. But there are all sorts of life insurance, and they're not. They're quiet.
Yeah.
Why are they quiet? Why are two having a 40% increase? What was the other one, 160%? The other ones aren't saying anything.
Well, obviously. Obviously, they're being pressured or being silenced,
right,
aren't they?
Exactly. Can you imagine if every insurance company all of a sudden said, we've had a 40%, 80%, 120%, and why? Why are they having such a high number of deaths? Well, it might definitely lead back to the death shot. So that's why they're suppressing it.
Well, yeah, well, that's what it said right in that. That article there, in fact, let me see. I just had an article here. CDC insists severe reactions to the COVID vaccines are rare, but there's a survey that proves that is an absolute lie. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention just signed off on the COVID mRNA experimental gene modification shots for youngest Americans. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices on Saturday voted unanimously in favor of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna bioweapons injection for children as young as 6 months old, following the Food and Drug Administration's authorization of the shots on Friday. The CDC insists several reactions to COVID vaccines are rare, yet the U.S. government has never conducted any research to determine the extent of the injuries caused by the COVID vaccines. The CDC's vaccine adverse event reporting system makes clear that the Tennessee agency is brazenly committed to killing us. According to VAERS, more people have died after receiving these so-called vaccines than any vaccine in all of history, than all of them combined, in fact. A new poll published on Sunday by the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation indicates that more than a quarter of COVID vaccine recipients were injured after receiving the experimental shot. VAERS outsourced the polling company Pollfish to survey 500 randomly selected people exclusively to the effects of the COVID vaccine. The organization's founder and director, Silicon Valley entrepreneur Steve Kirsch, detailed the findings from the survey on his Substack on Monday. He goes on, 20% of the respondents reported they were vaccine injured. 20%. 20% number is remarkable because there was no pre-screening question, and only 77.3% of Americans received at least one dose. That means if you were vaccinated, there is a 26% chance that you were injured. 30% of the households have a vaccinated injured person, and 45% of the extended families have a vaccine-injured person. 87% of the cases where there was a vaccine injury, there was either a doctor's visit or hospital stays or both. 54% of the injured are still impacted today. 45% of the vaccine injured said it would shorten their lifespan. 41% of the injured are unable to hold a job. Only 17% said their injury was minor. What do you think of that?
Devastating.
And yet, it shows you that the fake news media, do you think the fake news media has this information?
Sure.
And it shows you how willing they are to betray us, huh?
They're bought off, Pastor Ernie.
And, you know, and here, it's...
I followed that Bears there. And the news media paid no attention to it. No one paid any attention to it because they said that the these couldn't be verified, and a lot of it was just trying to come against the COVID shot. Now, why would anybody? I mean, I'm not against the COVID shot because it's the COVID shot. I'm against it because it's the death shot, you know. And so they put this down. I never. Her, in all the years they had it going, and they took some shots down because people died from them, no one questioned that. You know, the media didn't question it. The scientific community didn't question. They went along with it. All of a sudden, the death shot, I mean, in 1 year, they had virtually more vaccine deaths than all the others going back to like 1990, I think it was combined. So they just panned it, lied, put it down because it was so dangerous towards proving how dangerous the death shot was or is.
Well, hey, Wendy, what you talked about, listen to this. This is an article by J.D. Hayes out of the Natural News. He says that, okay, here you go. Federal government data indicates COVID-19 vaccines increase the cases of shingles by more than 4,000%.
Right. And see, and, you know, we have a shingles be gone kit. It's all natural. You can get rid of shingles pretty quick.
Well, yeah. So, okay, they should have that. What about, okay, so the people that have been vaxxed and they get the shingles, will that work on them, do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's... a virus that sits on the ganglion nerve sheath, that's what shingles is. So if the COVID virus is activating it, you know, usually it activates when you're under duress, and I can't think of anything more stressful than a vaccine like that. So, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
I posted on my blog that as of June 3rd, according to VAERS records, 28,714 people died directly because of the COVID shot, the death shot.
Say that number again.
28,714.
I'm surprised it's not higher than that.
It is higher, but it's only a relatively small fraction.
Oh, that's right, VAERS. VAERS only reports between 1 and 10%, huh?
Well, right. So, and then since 1990, all the other vaccines combined was 9,779.
Wow.
And then in Europe, they reported 44,821 deaths. So between Europe and the United States reporting, now, of course, that's only a fraction of them. It's 70 something thousand people have died from the COVID shot.
Now, you imagine if a supplement did that? You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can. Well, you know, again, we're up. This is the, and we've been telling you about it for years and years and years. Back in the 80s, I was talking about this whole depopulation movement. That's what it is. And so here, again, this is a worldwide depopulation movement. And I have an article here, too, about Mr. Fauci, which is really an interesting article. But hang up. We're up against the heartbreak. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. Fire will flash as lightning shines from east to west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Okay, we're back. I got to make an announcement too, and that is, Doers of the Word Baptist Church will not have an evening service. We will be baptizing a number of people this coming Sunday. And so we will be having a baptism and along with a church picnic, which will go well into the evening. And so there won't be any evening service at Doers of the Word Baptist Church this coming Sunday. And so we're looking for all you folks to come on out, the ones out there, well, we got to have everybody come out, but Folks out there, come on out and come to the picnic and watch your brothers get baptized. We've been baptizing a lot of people. And John and Wendy, they're coming from these churches where the pastors are telling the people not to get involved in politics. Many of them in that. And they're coming in and saying, you know what? They've been in these churches for a long time, never been baptized. And so they're looking for an activist church. And for a couple of reasons. One, they're learning what the Bible teaches. And two, they feel that there's security being around people that are bold. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's empowering. Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. Why the tale of Ashley Biden's diary should ruin Joe's life. This is an article by Joseph Farah. And, John, I was with Joseph Farah when he first got started with World News Daily back years ago. I had him on the radio program when he was first starting that. For 25 years, World News Daily boldly brought you the news that really matters, and that's true. Now, here, before Joe Biden thoroughly ruins our lives, here's another scandal you should know about. I know there have been plenty of bad judgments in the severely affected in the U.S. from the Afghanistan withdrawal, from his insistence on canceling fossil fuel opportunities to America, to fight climate change, the inflation nightmare, his secretive don't ask, don't tell policy of inviting record amounts of invasions of illegals from all over the globe into our country, the supply chain crisis, the baby formula shortage, record climbs, blaming Donald Trump and his supporters for insurrection of the Capitol, that nasty Pelosi planned, and, well, lots of other. By the way, that panel there, that is the most illegitimate. I wish there was a way, John, I could get locked in a room, lock the doors with those people. I'd love to preach them heaven sweet and hell hot. What God's Word, the Bible says about lying. You know, God's Word, the Bible is very clear about lying. And the Bible says that all liars will have their place in the lake of fire. And that whole bunch, all of them in there, would be heading towards the lake of fire. Unbelievable what we've come to in this country today. So he goes on to say, lots of embarrassing decisions we can't even take the time to get into here. So let's not forget about Biden's illegitimate president to start. He is an illegitimate. Biden is illegitimate, and we have that big sign right out there in the church that makes that very clear, that Donald Trump is still the legitimate president of the United States. Biden is as illegitimate comes. He had to know what the 2000 Muse film proved while the rest of the media covered it up, the Democrats who actually planned to rig this election. The FBI did dirty work on cleanup, another walking Biden scandal. No, that does not include the investigation of Hunter Biden, which seems, and we've been telling people that the FBI is no longer an independent organization. It's simply a part of the Democratic Party. He goes on to say, never to be completed or acknowledged. This time, it was his daughter, Ashley. I'm looking at a picture of her here now. She had a diary. You might recall the FBI blamed James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, a journalist and whistleblower, for having it in his possession. It would not be illegal to have it in his possession. The diary discovered by Amy Harris at Palm Beach Halfway House. It had been left there by Ashley Biden, apparently carelessly, though the Biden family reported it stolen. Harris is not being investigated for stealing it, but for selling it for $40,000. Do you want to know what's so juicy about the diary? What did the FBI care so much about? We've already reported on this, but we'll do it again. What the FBI doing for months or years of searching with countless agents involved in another embarrassment for the Bidens. The diary relates to how Ashley Biden recalled taking showers with her father, and she said these were not appropriate showers. It was not something appropriate. And then she says that she detailed her drug use and related sex addiction. And when did Harris discover it? Under the mattress of Ashley Biden's bed in June of 2020, when it would have proven very embarrassing for someone asking Americans for their vote. The diary revealed the shocking and sensitive information finally broken days ago by the Daily Mail, such as details about Ashley's chronic drug abuse, sex addiction, and being hypersexualized in her youth. Now 41, Ashley blames Biden for her affairs outside her marriage and how her finances were down to the wire, and how she made Joe cry with worry over her ahead of the Democratic primary debate. Her writings also show Ashley may have been using drugs while helping campaign for her father. Well, basically, you know, Joe Biden is a pedophile. And anyone who would make their teenage daughter take showers with him all the way through while she was a teenager, that's a pedophile. What do you think, John?
Well, you know, Pastor Ernie, added to what you're saying, is he can't seem to take his hands off little kids, especially little girls. And he's still doing it. He has these meetings, and if there's a little, you know, eight-year-old girl or so, he makes a beeline, and he's got his hands on her. So it's weird. It's normal men don't do that. They just don't do that. And now this here about the diary and going on with his daughter, and she seemed to hold back, Pastor Ernie. I think there was more to it. There's more to it than what she's admitting to.
Well, this is what he was so afraid of. This is what he was so afraid of. He didn't want this getting out. And Wendy, what do you think about that, making your daughter take showers with you?
Well, that's creepy. Yeah, it's just not something, you know, like normal dad men would do.
Well, you know, remember the one secretary he had, she accused him of trying to basically raping her. And of course that went no place, right? She got paid off. And then you have pardon?
No, Pastor Ernie, I'm adding to that. Now I'm thinking about it. He would purposely walk naked and I don't know whatever else he did in front of female FBI Secret Service agents.
Oh, that's right.
And then he apparently at some they had a Christmas party for the Secret Service agents at his place there, and he couldn't keep his hands off one of the Secret Service agents' wives. And the guy attacked Biden. Do you remember that, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, he went after. Actually, it was his fiance, I believe.
His fiance, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he attacked Biden. So I mean, this guy has severe problems. Big time problems.
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't respect boundaries. He doesn't have any. He's compulsive. He doesn't have any restraint.
And do you think that's a Hunter's problem too? The same problem?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, probably has the same tendencies, I would think.
That's, you know, here again. I mean, where is our country going to when we have, you know, we got pedophiles in the White House? And you know, another interesting thing that we just talked about, and I'll be preaching on that here. We have 100 senators were asked to vote for if they would vote for a bill passing a law making it illegal to have these these people that come to dress the trans drag queens. Yeah, I'm thinking of drag queens. to making it illegal for these to have these drag queen parties and drag queen story times. Only one senator out of all of the 100 said that he would vote for that bill. Some of them said they believed in it, but only one said he would vote to pass legislation to make it a crime for them to have drag queen storytelling times. That is pathetic, isn't it?
Do you know the name of the senator?
Actually, I could get it in about 2 seconds. I've got it not far from sitting on another table in the studio. If you hold on a minute, talk to Wendy, John. Wendy, talk to John. I'll be back in 1 minute.
Okay, very good.
I'm going to have to get your list of all those remedies that you have. It's very important.
Yeah, well, I mean, in this day and age, you just never know. And healthcare is so expensive. And then when you go there, a lot of people are realizing sometimes the remedy is worse than the problem when you go there.
I didn't like the medical profession to start off with, but based on the last 2 years, I mean, they are, you can't trust them. They're dangerous.
All right, go ahead, Wendy.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, God help us. We asked every U.S. senator if they support banning kid-friendly drag shows. Only one said yes. This is an article by Lexi Purdy. A few people have the spine to stand up to evil. One Republican senator has shown to be an exception. The Western Journal reached out to every U.S. senator after the horde dragged the kids to Pride event took place in Dallas on June 4. The event featured provocatively dressed transvestites strutting around and dancing in a sexual manner as children looked on. In the footage of the event, children can be seen handing transvestites money as if they were at a strip club. Let me see. That senator's name, hold on just 1 minute. I think it's in the last page. Okay, here you go. His name is Marshall. I'm looking for his first name. Okay, we asked every U.S. senator. Only one had something of substance to say. He goes on. Okay, GOP Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas sent a striking declaration of his stance. As Marshall said, what happened to the innocence of children? The hypersexualization and grooming of young children have become an obsession of the far left in this country. Any respectful parent would never allow a child to watch, let alone participate, in pornographic drag shows. The tail has been wagging the dog for too long with this garbage, and the dog is about to bite back. The words resonate with most conservatives, and many concerned parents are feeling the movement of the moment. Yet only one U.S. senator was brave enough to utter them. Okay. There you go. That's who he was. Roger Marshall. So, anyhow, so commentary?
Well, it tells you why we're in trouble as a nation. I mean, you assume all the Democrats are going to go with it, and now you have 49 senators that won't stand up to protect the children from these monsters. I mean, it shows you why politically, well, we're in the fix we're in.
And we're noticing lately, too, as what is it, Cronin, and, of course, Mitch McConnell, and, of course, Lindsey Graham, all the rhinos are selling this out. How many Republicans voted for this red flag law?
14.
14 sold us out on that. 14 Republican senators sold us again. We have to You know, we're being, every time, I'm so tired of being betrayed. I think the whole country is so tired of being betrayed by these people. But we're out of time for tonight. John, how much time do I have over there, Craig? John, you got 3 minutes. Can you give an invitation of 3 minutes?
Yes, Pastor Ernie. I want to, I'm sure my friend John Holman would he'd be okay with what I'm going to say, because I spoke with him on Monday, and Pastor Ernie spoke to him on Friday. And he said he wasn't feeling good, but no indication of heart trouble. And then the next day I didn't speak to him. And then today he had a massive heart attack, and we don't know how this is going to turn out. We're just praying that he'll be blessed and that he will recover from it. But that's life, folks. That's life. That's the reality of life. Now, John didn't think he was going to have a heart attack. He didn't know. He didn't think he was going to have a heart attack 2 days later, but he did. And he is in a condition where he may go into eternity. But with him, I know he's anchored in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that we will have eternal life. John will have eternal life because of the word of God, which says he believed Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the price for our sin. He received that. He did repent of sin. These are the requirements for eternal life. He confessed his sin. He believed that Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son of God. And he also believed that Jesus rose bodily from the dead, and he's coming again for us. So that's the warning that I want to give to everyone out there listening, that we don't know, folks. We just don't know. We have this moment right now, and that's all we have. And I'm encouraging everybody now to think of eternity, to focus on it and think of eternity. Pastor Ernie, in eternity, what places are there? What two places are there?
Heaven and hell. There's only two.
Right. Right. And God's heaven is big enough for everybody under the sound of my voice. Because it says, whosoever, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So it's a whosoever, folks. And I please have assurance. Please realize of sin and confess it to God that you believe Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid the penalty for your sin. Because God is holy, and no sin cannot be in his presence, folks. And that's why Jesus died and paid the price for our sin. So
amen.
We can have eternal life.
Amen. We're out of time for tonight, John. Thank you for that. And Wendy, thanks for being here. And so, as we say always at this time, good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.